everybody. Bill Buckmaster with you, along with our friend Ray Allen. Ray is engineering and producing the show on the other side of the glass, and together we welcome you to the Buckmaster Show on this July the 12th, 2016. Hope you've had a good early week so far. We're coming to you from Tucson's Voice, AM 1030 KVOI. We live stream the show for anywhere in the world listening on my website, buckmastershow.com, and the station's fine website, kvoi.com. Hard to believe, but early voting in Pima County will begin in a couple of weeks. Longtime Pima County Attorney Barbara LaWall is facing a former public defender in the August 30th Democratic primary election. Joel Fineman is with us. Mr. Fineman was with the Pima County Public Defender's Office, but decided he was going to campaign full-time, left that job last September to challenge Barbara LaWall, who was elected in 1996 and became the first woman to hold that position. Joel Fineman with me in studio. Mr. Fineman, how are you?
I'm great, Bill. Thank you so much for having me back.
How is the campaign going?
It's going fantastic, and it just gets better every day. We talk to more and more voters. We get more and more support. We get more signs up. We get more people telling us they're going to vote for us August 30th.
Why did you embark on this journey?
Because we're not getting the justice system that we deserve in Pima County, and we're not getting the justice system that we're paying for. We have far too many people in prison. We are spending far too much money putting nonviolent people in prison who belong on home arrest, who belong on probation, who belong wearing ankle monitors. And our system has gotten out of control, and it's costing us taxpayers a fortune.
What did you – I know you've been very, very vocal about the fact that Ms. LaWall has decided not to – do a debate with you, kind of a one-on-one type debate. She has appeared with you at other forums where there have been multiple candidates, correct?
Yes, she will appear at forums where there's 10, 12, 15 different candidates for different state, local, and federal offices. But she's consistently and publicly refused to have a debate or a forum with me one-on-one. And she told Tim Steller of the Daily Star that she doesn't believe her seat is an open seat.
And I believe she did try to clarify that by saying that there is no that this was not – there is an incumbent in the seat. But still, it you're saying that on the surface of it, it looks like entitlement. Is that what you're trying to say?
That is what I'm saying. And I don't believe it matters whether there's an incumbent or not. Every seat is an open seat. This is a republic. We live under a democracy, and it's the people's seat, and the people – have a voice and have a say, and they determine who gets that seat at all times. It's nobody's seat except for the people of Pima County.
One of our Facebook friends wanted me to ask you about juvenile crime, and Barbara LaWall appeared before the TUSD governing board recently. How would you do things differently than Barbara LaWall in that area pertaining to our young people?
Sending a child to jail or detention or saddling a child with a criminal conviction should always be a last resort because they're children. Making a child a felon for shoplifting, making them a felon for possession of marijuana, you are burdening them for the rest of their lives with a label that will be very hard for them to overcome. And you're making it so much more difficult for them to get a job, to go to school, to become productive, taxpaying members of society. We have used criminal justice as a way to punish kids for being kids. Kids these days are forced into the criminal justice system for certain behaviors, shoplifting, fighting at school, possession of marijuana, that 30 years ago they would have never been taken to detention, never been charged with a felony. We have completely gone overboard, much like with the adult system, in criminalizing mistakes.
Are we sending too many people, male, female, young, old, to prison, in your opinion?
Arizona has the sixth highest incarceration rate per capita in the United States, and that leaves us with two options. Number one, you're like me and you believe that we are sending too many people to prison. Or number two, you believe that Arizonans are the sixth most evil people in the United States. Ms. LaWall has said repeatedly she thinks all of the right people are in prison, which means that people who think that also believe Arizonans are the sixth worst people in America. I don't believe that. I think we have way too many people in prison.
Joel Fineman is our guest. Mr. Fineman is running against Barbara LaWall, and it's been a long time that we have had a challenge in the Democratic primary for an incumbent.
That's true. Ms. LaWall hasn't been challenged in 20 years in this primary since she won in 1996. And even though it is a Democratic primary, Bill, it's important for our independent supporters and listeners to remember that they can still vote in the primary for county attorney in the Democratic primary. They can walk to their polling place on August 30th and request a Democratic ballot, or they can vote early, request a Democratic ballot, and sign up to vote early by August 19th.
When we talk with Ms. LaWall tomorrow on the program, she will say, I'm fairly certain, that Joel Fineman has no prosecutorial experience.
That's true.
Yes.
I do not have experience contributing to Arizona having the sixth highest incarceration rate in the country. I do not have experience contributing to six times more Arizona African Americans being incarcerated than Caucasians, or three times more Native Americans, or twice as many Hispanics. I do not have experience losing more than half of the felony cases I take to trial. There's a great deal of experience that Ms. LaWall has that I don't, that has really negatively contributed to justice in Pima County. What I do have experience in, and what she doesn't, is being in the courtroom, being in the system, in the trenches, every single day of my career, meeting police officers, judges, probationers, public defenders, and assistant county attorneys, and seeing what works from the ground up. I don't believe Ms. LaWall has been in a courtroom in at least 30 years trying a case.
Another knock on you would be that you have not managed a staff or a department budget.
Well, I serve on the board of Planned Parenthood, and I'm very familiar with managing large nonprofits, one of the largest and most varied nonprofits in Arizona from the board of directors perspective. But then again, we have to look at how is the county attorney's department being managed right now. According to Ms. LaWall's chief deputy, when she testified in front of the Board of Supervisors in April of 2015, she stated that they had lost 40% of their felony prosecutors in a 24-month period. A 40% turnover rate among the most valuable, important people in the criminal justice process indicates to me that despite her 20 years in office, that office is not being run very well, and morale is really, really going downhill and fast, and it's negatively impacting our community.
You've been with the County Public Defender's Office, so in effect, you would be going to the other side of the legal fence, in this new role if you were to be elected.
Yes and no, Bill. Yes, in the sense that you switch from defending people to prosecuting people. But what I explain to people when they ask me, why does a public defender want to be county attorney? It's the same Constitution. It's the same Bill of Rights. I became a public defender, Bill, to uphold the Constitution, to defend individuals, and to protect their rights. I quit my job to run for county attorney because I did not think our community was being protected. I did not think the rights and the laws of the state of Arizona and the Constitution of the United States were being adequately enforced in our community. It's the same values. It's the same flag. It's the same set of laws.
What can we do about our mental health issues that we have in this community?
We can recognize that far too many people are in jail and prison for mental health issues, that the Pima County Jail is the largest mental health care provider in Pima County, and that the Arizona Department of Corrections is the largest mental health care provider in Arizona. We can follow the Miami model. In Miami, they created basically a rapid response mental health care unit that intervenes immediately when somebody with mental health issues is arrested for an offense. Instead of sending them to jail, which is what we do now in Pima County, they guide them towards mental health care providers and substance abuse counselors. As a result, Miami's jail population has fallen by about 3,000 people. Miami has been able to close one entire jail facility, saving taxpayers in Dade County tens of millions of dollars, and being more humane in how we deal with people with mental health issues.
Why did you choose the law as a profession?
That's a great question. I wanted to defend people who were being oppressed. I was in El Salvador, and I was researching the Salvadoran Civil War as part of a play I was working on about the Civil War in that country. And I was on the airplane flying back after spending 10 days in a refugee camp interviewing survivors of this horrific human rights abuse and massacre at a place called El Mozote. And I was sitting on the plane, staring out over the ocean at night, thinking, what do people who have no voice, what do people who are oppressed and who do not enjoy justice need more? Another half-talented writer, or somebody who's actually going to stand up and defend them in public in a court of law and insist that their rights be respected? And I made my choice in that airplane.
What age were you at that point?
Oh, let's see, 38, 28, 25?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you went to law school then?
So I went to law school. So I got off the plane and started applying to law schools. Came back to the town I was born in, the town I love, Tucson. Went to the University of Arizona Law School, graduated, and went to work at the Public Defender's Office.
Where can we find out more about the campaign, Joel Feinman?
JoelFeinman.com. That's FEINMAN.com. And we have a very, very active Facebook page, Joel Feinman for Pima County Attorney.
Do people misspell your last name?
All the time. All the time.
Feinman.
Yeah.
Joel Feinman, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me, Bill.
All right. It's 12:15 on the Buckmaster Show. Shelly Fishman's got a big smile on his face, the Tuesday Moneymaker Report. And why wouldn't he? The market's at record levels. Okay, we'll talk next about it.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
The Regional Transportation Authority funds new sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bike lanes across the region to enhance our regional mobility and safety. The RTA's 20-year plan also includes roadway improvement projects and expanded transit services to provide added convenience and accessibility. The RTA continues to deliver its promise to you to make our region a better place to live, work, and play. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident, and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. This is Bill Buckmaster. Join us Wednesday for our summer air travel service update from Tucson International Airport. Also, Pima County Attorney Barbara LaWall. And also, we'll hear from Oro Valley Mayor Dr. Satish Hiremath. Buckmaster, noon to 1 on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice.
Shelley Fishman is a certified financial planner professional. The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And here he is, Shelley Fishman, certified financial advisor, and it's always certified financial planner, excuse me.
Right.
It's always good to talk to Shelley anytime, but it's especially good when we've got record activity.
Well, it's Tuesday, and the market doesn't seem to know that it's Tuesday.
Did they not get the memo?
The market's doing very well today. Actually, the market's in record territory for all-time records, and that is kind of surprising given all the uncertainty there is out there.
Hey, like 10 days ago, we were pretty much doom and gloom. A lot of people were.
A lot of people were, and the reasons that people were pointing out the downsides of the economy and what's going on is because of both long-term and short-term effects. So if you take a look at the short-term effects, it's the stuff we've been talking about, Bill. It's Brexit. It's the U.S. elections. It's the slowdown in the world economy growth, the GDP growth in the world economy. Those things are here today. And we look, when we take a look at markets, we look to see if something fundamental has changed that would drive the markets one way or the other. And Brexit certainly produced some fundamental changes, or at least we thought it would produce some fundamental changes. One of the things it has produced, of course, is a change in the relationship between the dollar and other currencies around the world. In addition to which, we see some effects in the financial sector in the UK that could potentially have some long-lasting effects as well. The market has shrugged that off, at least for now. And I was kind of interested to see if the kind of gloom and doomsayers, mostly on the right side of politics, were going to comment about just the strength of the market. We had a very good unemployment report on Friday.
Yes, we did.
And that seemed to, cause things to take off. And sure enough, the gloomsayers were there. I shrug that stuff off as well, but I got into some of the writings over the weekend. One by, and this name will be familiar to you, David Stockman.
Oh, yes.
Who was the budget director in the Reagan years.
Who
has become kind of a thorn in the side of everybody. Huh. Nobody will have him on their shows anymore because he doesn't play by the rules. But what he's saying on his blogs now, and of course he's going to be right at some point in history because he's been projecting gloom and doom just around the corner for so long. At some point, we're going to have a recession, and he'll say, I told you so.
So he's sticking to message.
But what he's saying, of course, is that the 200 top central bankers in the world are morons, that the economy of the world is being propped up by very, very low interest rates and by stimulus from central bankers. And as a result, all this activity in the market is artificial. We shouldn't think of it as being anything we can rely on, and the market is going to take a huge crash.
Hmm.
Now, do I believe that? No. However, when you take a look at some of his fundamental analysis, what you see are some changes to patterns that have now been changed for so long, you have to question whether the old, and I'm going to use this horrible word, paradigms, the old models, are still workable. For instance, one of the most reliable things we always heard about markets is that when the bond market goes up, the stock market goes down,
right,
and vice versa. And, you know, all of the marketing 101 or finance and economics 101, you saw a seesaw with bonds on one side and stocks on the other, and one goes up, the other goes down. Well, since around the year 2000, the bond market has taken off in a really wonderful way. Bonds have gone up, and so has the stock market. And in fact, in the last several years, we're now seeing yields on bonds, especially treasuries and the safer bonds, to be at all-time lows because the prices are high. At the same time, the market's going up.
And that shouldn't be happening according to the
traditional analysis.
Thinking, yeah.
Right. And so you scratch your head and say, well, is this just an aberration? Is it an anomaly? Except it's been going on now for close to 20 years. And so you say, well, maybe something fundamental has changed in the way markets operate. One of the things we've discovered about markets in the past, probably 10 years, is that what we thought were rational activities turn out to be non-rational activities. That markets do not act rationally, they act emotionally. And the minute you take away a rational cause for how markets will react to outside stimuli, then you instantly get into the question of saying, well, if they're not predictable by the old models, how do we predict? And the answer is, we don't know. All of the forecasters are struggling with what's been going on, you know, pretty much since the end of 2008. The fact that the markets, if you're doubled or tripled, depending upon what low point you want to use, and it shouldn't have happened. Here we have a very slow recovery from a very deep recession with average GDP growth in the 2% range, and yet the markets are soaring. Mm. We have corporate profits okay, but not great. We have price-to-equity ratios, depending upon how you measure either, well, using Stockman's number, it's 24. That's not right. It's about 17 or 18. But that's close to historic highs, and yet the market continues to climb. And so you have to kind of think for a second, well, what has fundamentally changed in the market? And the one thing you come up with is world trade. The fact that we now have a world that is so connected,
yes,
that you no longer have individual economies being able to regulate themselves, that the connections are so intimate now that you need a whole set of models to make decisions about where to go and how to allocate your portfolio. And if you look backward, you're going to, I think, be very, very disappointed with performance. You have to look forward. You have to look at not only the causes, which I think is, again, an interrelated world, but some of the symptoms that those causes have created, which is income inequality, a shrinking middle class, not just in the United States, but throughout the industrialized world. And we need to have some ways of fixing and dealing with that problem and those problems going forward. And, you know, in this politically charged environment, I hear very, very little of that.
Well, then the vote in England really was swimming against the current of this whole interconnected world trade.
Yes,
situation.
Yeah. They're going to regret it, maybe not as greatly or as immediately, but trying to divorce themselves is going to cause is going to produce a need to reconnect in other ways, and they're already talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the new prime minister, mm-hmm, Ms. May,
bringing some stability.
It will bring some stability, but also she voted against Brexit,
oh,
so she now has to manage this whole process that she hates. It's going to be very interesting to watch.
And the pound did recover quite
a little bit.
A little bit today.
Yeah, yeah.
Not a lot.
I haven't looked at it this afternoon, but it's still at 30-year lows.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, if the dollar is very strong and stays strong, that has a negative effect on our ability to export goods. And remember, one of the last times the market crashed in 1987, and that was a very severe crash, the blame was on the balance of payments. Everybody looked to the balance of payments problems to see if the market would reset itself. And that's what you kind of heard on the news every day when you listen to financial reports. Well, the balance of payments, you know, forecasted a little better, market would kind of improve. I think there was something really important about that moment, because balance of payments and trying to figure out how to do manufacturing and consumption, and those are the two sides of the equation, of course, in the various economies, and keep that balanced is very, very vital to keeping a world economy in balance and therefore markets from becoming so volatile that nobody will invest in them.
It's also vital you talk with your certified financial planner about what this future holds and these fundamental changes. Where can people get a hold of you, Shelley?
On the BuckmasterShow.com, just hit the hyperlink to me, and I will return that email almost instantly.
And perhaps in the coming weeks we can talk about portfolios and how this change will affect.
We should, because yeah. It's the difference between long-term approaches and
right.
Short-term approaches.
Right. All right, Shelley, have a great week.
You too, Bill.
Okay, thanks.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is an LPL Financial Planner. Shelley can be reached at 520-940-0884 or at his website, shelleyfishman.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Keep your family and pets safe from bee stings. Call the professional pest control team at 5-Star. We give you options in dealing with this situation. We can remove them with our special equipment or send them to bee heaven. Call the professional pest team at 886-0045 or visit 5-star-termite.com.
We're 5-Star Pest Control. We know what bugs you.
Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective. You'll read stories from around the world ignored by the mainstream media. Stories from the Gatestone Institute, the Washington Free Beacon, the Washington Times News Service, and other great outlets. It is world news from a different perspective. The Southern Arizona News Examiner. Free subscriptions at soaznewsx.com.
Traveling is more than just the flight. It's the whole experience. In money saved, in time saved. And with almost 60 flights a day taking off from Tucson International Airport nonstop to San Diego, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Oakland, San Francisco, Salt Lake City, Denver, Portland, Seattle, Dallas, Houston, Minneapolis, Chicago, Atlanta, New York, and easy one-stop connections to hundreds of destinations around the world, you can get there from here. Travel smart. Travel TUS and flytucson.com. It's the way to go.
Business owners and managers, upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
Viro Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Viro Amori's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Viro Amori is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Viro Amori, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Viro Amori on the web at viroamori.com.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year, and if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
This year, the Regional Transportation Authority celebrates 10 years of delivering projects across our region. More than 755 multimodal projects help you reach your destinations. By delivering both mobility and economic benefits to communities throughout Pima County, the RTA unquestionably makes a difference in our region. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. We push toward 12:35. I want to tell you about Green Things. Not only do they have two very popular workshops Saturday and Sunday at Green Things, 10 a.m. Those are free workshops on different gardening topics. But the hot item right now is this farmer's market and artesian market that they're hosting at 8 o'clock on Thursday morning at 3384 East River Road. Green Things now on 13 acres just west of the intersection of Dodge and River, just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. Find out about all the wonderful things going on over there. GreenThingsAZ.com. Joining me in studio, Congressional District 1 candidate Mike Olivas. His name will appear on the ballot as a Democrat as Miguel Olivas. Mr. Olivas, how are you?
Doing well, Bill, and thanks for having me here today.
There are two candidates, you and Mr. O'Halloran, on the Democratic side in the huge, sprawling District 1. I hope you're ready to put about three new sets of tires on your car. Oh, my goodness. You've been traveling all over the place.
Yeah, you know, you're looking at about 2,000 miles a week in terms of travel. The district is larger than the Commonwealth of the state of Pennsylvania.
Wow.
In landmass, and has about 691,000 residents. Yeah, 45% rural, approximately 40% rural towns, and there's a couple of urban centers. But urban centers aren't actual cities. I mean, you're looking at Sedona, Flagstaff, Casa Grande being the primary areas along with Oro Valley.
Talk a little bit about your background, your political background, your family background. Who is Michael Olivas?
Well, originally we're from right here in Tucson, Arizona. Back when I was in the fifth grade, the mines had closed here in Tucson, and we moved to Morenci, Arizona, where I grew up, and I graduated high school and moved back to Tucson for college. Throughout the years while working, while in college, I was working for members of the United States Congress as an extern, then became an advisor to congressmen for about 11 years of my professional life. And then when I was 30, I left, started my own business, a consulting business, helping businesses grow geographically and through acquisitions, also with government relations and various other type of issues. It's called the Olivas Group. People can look it up. It's a little plug for my thing. But during that time, got a couple degrees, completed my PhD in industrial organizational psychology. I have a master's in business.
Oh, you do have a doctorate.
Yes, right.
Wow.
Completed my program.
Dr. Olivas. Okay.
So we completed that program, got an MBA prior, then an undergraduate in criminology and public policy and advocacy. That all happened while I was there raising a family. I have a bunch of kids, and I'm actually no longer married. I am single.
Okay.
But, you know, I'm attached to children, and we do pretty well for ourselves.
Are you a lifelong Democrat?
You know, I'm not, actually. I ran for Congress in 2012, considered running for governor, but didn't do it in 2010 as a Democrat. I left the Republican Party a long time ago. It had boiled down to a labor issue that I've discussed a couple times on this radio station. Grupo Mexico purchased a Sarco mine. Sent out letters to the workers that they were going to lose their retirement benefits. And these are retired workers. These aren't people who, you know, are still working. But I thought it was wrong. My employer at the time told me that they're a private business and there was nothing the federal government could do. And I told him and the rest of the party that, you know, it's an issue. If the government were to get involved in anyone's life, it would be in labor issues like that. You know, these people are men and women that have paid their dirt, and they put into the system that they were going to be stripped away because of loopholes that corporations have to to reject those.
One of our listeners would like to ask you a question, Mike Olivas. I believe it's Carl is with us. Hey, Carl.
Yes, just a real quick question. I'll take the answer offline. Are you actually putting your party affiliation on the signs that you're posting on the roadsides and so forth? And if not, how come? Because I've noticed an awful lot of politicians are simply not listing what party they're with. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. I'm proud to be a Democrat. Thank you for the question, by the way. We actually had some literature, and I'm glad you brought that up, that did not have that I'm a Democrat. But it's important that we do put that on there. You know, people want to know. When we're knocking on doors or calling people on the telephone, first thing I tell them is, hey, my name is Miguel Olivas. I'm a Democrat running for Arizona's 1st Congressional District. I am not a Republican. I'm not posing to be a Republican. And you're right. We don't have our signs out yet. It's not something that we've really exhausted resources on. But I hope that answers your question, sir.
Well, there are actually, if you were a Republican right now, you'd have a lot of competition, because on the other side of the ledger there on the District 1, I think there's 7 or 8 candidates.
Yeah, so, I've mentioned this. It surprises me that the Republicans are spending so much money on a race that they can't win. I mean, if you just run the numbers, we're talking over 11,000, not registered, but 11,000 voting Democrats over Republicans in the district. Independents vote primarily to the left. There's been one Republican that's actually won the district, and it's because his family's been it for generations, and that would be a senator that we have right now, Jeff Flake. Mm-hmm. But other than Jeff, no Republicans won it. You know, goes our left for a reason, because Republicans can't win. But you're right. There's six or seven.
Yeah. And then you were up at the Arizona Republic at their editorial board talking with your opponent, Mr. O'Halloran, who's a former state lawmaker. What's the difference? What should vote Democratic voters and independents who vote in the primary, what should they know about you compared to Mr. O'Halloran?
There's two significant differences. Tom talks about being pro-education, but he doesn't have one. I think that's a major issue. I actually worked on the Every Student Succeeds Act of 2015 that was signed into law by President Barack Obama. That was a significant legislative that got rid of the No Child Left Behind Act, which I think everybody can agree was the Every Child Left Behind Act. Abysmal legislation that was under the Bush administration, but I worked on that diligently. While in the legislature, he voted, obviously, to lead up to most of these financial problems we have with the broken economic system within our educational system now. I've been pro-LGBTQ, supporting the Equality Act. While he was a Republican state senator, he voted for a constitutional amendment twice to only allow women and men to be recognized marriages. And I think the Supreme Court has refuted those things. When you think of women's rights, women's health, while in the legislature, he voted to require that doctors force doctors to explain fetal pain to women who choose to have to terminate their pregnancies. And he's required he actually voted to make sure that there were stricter penalties and stiff penalties on women who decided to have late-term abortions. And often those are because the life of the woman's, you know, in jeopardy. He's voted that way. And when it comes to immigration, he talks about being liberal in immigration. You know, he talks about being compassionate. But the truth of the matter is very anti-Hispanic. He voted to give sheriffs like Sheriff Joe the capacity to enter into joint agreements with the Border Patrol without Border Supervisors' consent. So if you look at the Chandler Heights situation in the past, and Chandler, City of Chandler was sued along with the Border Patrol, and they were at fault because of some of the joint operations were illegal due to executive orders back in 1979 when Carter was president. And then you look at, he actually allowed, he voted to allow to make it a criminal arrestable offense for those that entered without inspection to stand out at a Home Depot and look for employment. So he talks about being socially liberal and more of a conservative Republican, but just his votes alone tell you that he stands alongside with the Republicans on all the issues. But I'm different. I'm socially, I'm fiscally conservative in many ways, but more importantly, I'm about civil rights, and I believe that everybody should have equal rights in this country despite race, color, creed, sexual orientation, or gender, things of that nature.
All right. We're just about out of time. I think I can work in one more call, and it's Jim is with us, Jim Kelly, because I have about 1 minute. Go ahead, Jim.
Hi. Mr. Olivas, when you were running against
Gabby Mercer for CD3 as a Republican, your criminal history became quite an issue. Are the Democrats just more forgiving?
Hey, James, how you doing, man? I know you pretty well. Actually, I've sat with you at tables and chatted with you a few times, and I appreciate your call. I knew that came up. That's come up before. I've addressed the issue, and, you know, this is about making sure the economy in Arizona is boosted. Let's be realistic, Jim. You know, I've seen you flip-flopping a lot of things, and the truth of the matter is thank you for your service. But, you know, this is about bringing infrastructure so these rural communities can move forward with the economy. We have to focus on, you know, strengthening education, improving education, keeping Congress from raiding Social Security. And those are the issues we've got to talk about. If you know, you want to talk about the context of my past, I mean, let's stop berating people and let's look forward for the future. And I think that's a big problem that a lot of people have these days. But I've addressed the issue. Thank you, Jim. Appreciate you, brother.
Miguel Olivas, Mike Olivas, our guest here. He's a Democrat who is on the ballot running against Mr. O'Halloran, Tom O'Halloran, to see who will advance on to face one of 6, 7 Republican candidates. I've kind of lost track. I think it's 7. Anyway, where can people find out more about you? You want to direct them to your website?
Yeah, Olivas, OLIVAS.rocks. You can go to Facebook at Facebook/OlivasRocks, or you can go to Twitter at OlivasAZCD1. Those are there. And just to move back to something, I actually filed as a Libertarian in 2014, and the Republican Party spent $18,500 to get me off the ballot.
Okay.
I just want to, you know, just remind them.
Set the record straight.
Yeah, let's set the record straight.
Thank you very much.
Hey, I appreciate you, Bill.
Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, one of our fine sponsors, just 3 hours east of Tucson. Take a drive over there. You'll get away from the heat. It is 6,000 to 7,000 feet over there, so when you make the drive, things are going to be cooler. And the green of the Gila National Wilderness, great place to do some hiking. Bear Creek Canyon's among the 24 or so places listed. Find places to stay in the area. Check out southwestnewmexico.org. Be right back. This is Bill Buckmaster. I'm a passionate traveler visiting more than 100 countries in all 50 states. When I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport. With 5 airlines flying to 18 destinations and easy one-stop connections, I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient with competitive airfares, and the best part is there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Check out flytucson.com. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. Business owners and managers upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Hi, Alan Schultz from your Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona here to remind you to start with trust and look for the BBB accredited seal when searching for a product or service. Did you know you can request a quote directly from any of our accredited businesses? With over 3,000 accredited businesses in Southern Arizona, you're sure to find a business you can trust. Whether you need a quote from one company or an entire industry, go to tucson.bbb.org and start your search today.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com.
Every year, eager travelers journey to Europe to experience the Yuletide season at its very best. With the glittering backdrop of winter white hilltops and extravagantly decorated cities, get swept up in the enchantment that's in the air. Let's not forget the most magical part of all, Europe's famous Christmas markets, renowned for their festive atmosphere, great food and drink, and handcrafted gifts. Experience the magic of the holidays aboard an Ama Waterways river cruise. Call Bon Voyage Travel to plan your Christmas market cruise and save up to 40%. Bon Voyage Travel, 797-1110.
All righty then, welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, where our arts report is sponsored by the crown jewel of downtown, Fox Tucson Theater. Wow, if you're looking for a nice cool escape from the heat, who isn't, right? The Fox Summer Classic Film Series has begun, and it's co-presented with the Hansen Film Institute. They've got some great films, and what a great environment, the Fox Theater. What a place to see these classic movies in Tucson's only Southwestern Art Deco-style 1930s movie palace. Here's what's coming up. We've got Save Saturday Evenings in the month of July to see The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly on July 16th, Aliens July 23rd, Rocky July 30th, then in August, see Rio Bravo August 13th, and Ferris Bueller's Day Off on August 27th. For more information, to view the full Fox schedule and to purchase tickets, visit foxtucson.com. Let's welcome now Margaret Regan, the longtime Tucson Weekly arts writer. Margaret is the author of two very popular books on immigration. The latest is Detained and Deported, Stories of Immigrant Families Under Fire. Margaret, how are you?
I'm doing great, Bill. How are you?
Very good. Are you all packed for that big trip to Italy?
Not quite. I'm kind of one of those last-minute gals.
Yes,
but I got some time here, so...
Did you put together the piece for the weekly that's coming up on, I think it's like they call it a monsoon show.
Yeah, they do. Raíces Taller every year. That's a little gallery around 6th and 6th. They always do a monsoon celebration show. This year they've called it Aguas Sagradas, which means holy waters, which is really how we feel about water in the desert, right? We have such reverence for it, and we look forward to its coming. And it's funny, you know, when I went to this show this year, my whole neighborhood had just been flooded the day before.
So. Oh, yeah, that was big-time rain.
Oh, it was wonderful. You know, I love the rain, and my street was a river, there were cars floating. It was, I mean, I just love that stuff. So usually when I go to this show, it's in the middle of a week like we're having this week, where it's really, really hot, and really dry, and no sign of the rains. But it was kind of fun to go there down to Raíces and see this show of all the rain. And Carolyn Sotelo did a painting, I thought, that really captured how I was feeling. It showed the streets filled with water and cars and puddles and, you know, the houses blurred through the windshield. It's just, you know, such a wonderful, refreshing time of year when the rains finally fall.
What do they got? Quite a few oil paintings at the show? Or?
Well, I'd say, you know, Raíces is always kind of a mix of professionals and amateurs, so
okay.
It's always interesting. You know, usually almost 100 works in these shows. So it's kind of nice. They take all comers, but, you know, there are always some gems. But people do all kinds of media, and, you know, I'm almost always attracted to paintings, I must say, so I did write quite a bit about the paintings. There was a great one of Saguaro National Park East with like a waterfall. You know how if you happen to get caught in the national forest, which is not so great during a monsoon, it's like a waterfall going down those steep trails, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was a really fun painting. But then, you know, there were other ones. There was one very interesting mixed media painting, a little bit off topic, in the sense that it was about the water in Flint, Michigan, and not the water in Arizona. And it was about what happened to the drinking supply in Flint, as we all know now. City government changed the water supply from very safe water that I believe they'd gotten from Detroit, started pumping in water contaminated.
Yeah.
That went through these pipes, and it made the lead come out of the pipes, and so little kids all over Flint were really poisoned by drinking the lead.
Yeah, it was really horrible.
Really horrible. So, I mean, I thought it was interesting that this artist, Linda Bolke, decided to do a kind of a political issue. Everything else was kind of a celebration of water, but she sort of brought us back around. She had five water bottles with contaminated water in it and a rusty nail in it. She had a picture of the a map of Michigan that shows you how much water they have there.
Yeah.
And yet this kind of thing still happened. And little quotes from little children that they wrote in their school papers about how did this happen to my home. And I thought, well, that's interesting. You know, it's sort of a word of warning and about water. You have to respect it. You know, the show is Aguas Sagradas, holy waters. And that's how the water is here. We have to be very careful about husbanding our resources.
The show is up at the gallery that is located, I believe, at 218 East 6th Street, and
right.
Will be up for a while, right?
August 6th, yeah.
Okay. And the Terry Etherton always puts on great shows, and you wrote about the current issue of the Weekly, I believe.
Yeah, that's right, The Artists of Lewis Framing. Mm-hmm. At Etherton Gallery, every summer they try to do something that's very locally oriented. So this is quite interesting. There's a really good gallery in town called Lewis Framing, and B. Mason is the proprietor of that, and they do really excellent work, and a lot of the museums and Etherton Gallery uses them because, you know, they frame things so professionally. But what's of interest for this show is that B. almost always hires artists to work in her framing shop.
Huh.
And so this exhibition is artwork by these artists who have worked for Bea or they work for her now. They spend their days framing other people's artwork, and by night, you know, moonlight, they're painting their own stuff. So that was really fun to see.
Now, is this trip to Italy, is it connected at all to your book? Because I know you've been traveling.
Yeah.
You've been traveling the country talking about detained and deported, but this is a pleasure trip, I assume.
Yeah, this is a family trip. Actually, a nephew of ours is getting married in Cortona in Tuscany.
Wow.
He married an English woman whose parents apparently have a villa in Cortona.
Tough life.
So, yes, I mean, I don't know whether. Maybe that just means they have a house there. I don't know. But anyway, so the extended Reagan clan will be repairing to Italy for a week to enjoy all the wedding festivities over there. So
before we wrap it up, you know, the Fox is a great place to see these movies, and this Hansen Film Institute is based right here at the U of A. It's fabulous.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I love going there to see the movies on the big screen.
Mm-hmm.
I remember seeing West Side Story there at one point. You know, they do those classics so often, and my gosh, you know, you just really see a movie in a whole different way on that big screen in the old-fashioned movie theater.
All right, Margaret Regan, we will look forward to your visit with us next month in August, and we'll hear all about your trip.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks, Bill, and you enjoy the heat here while I'm gone.
Sure, I will enjoy it. Thank you very much, Margaret Regan, our longtime arts writer. Actually, I think 1990 started writing for the Tucson Weekly. The Buckmaster Show Arts Report is presented by the Crown Jewel of Downtown, Fox Tucson Theater. Wow, what a lineup. You know, we're talking about all the movies that they have, some of these classic movies in July and August. They've got some great entertainment also, live entertainment. Mark your calendars, purchase tickets now to see one of the Fox Theater's most popular performers, Chris Isaak. First comes the night tour. That will be on July the 26th. Then you have on August 17th, oh, this is going to be a great show. Grammy award-winning Gypsy Kings are coming to the Fox. Saturday, August 20th, Fox Theater presents Domino, a Van Morrison experience featuring Greg Hester on vocals and former James Brown guitarist Keith Jenkins on electric guitar. So that's going to be a great show. And yes, they will be covering all the big hits, Wild Night, Into the Mystic, Brown Eyed Girl, Moon Dance, and of course, Domino. Support the Fox by attending a world-class live performance, a classic film, and a community event. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit foxtucson.com. Thank you, Fox, and everybody associated with that fine organization for your support of our work here in Tucson. All right, Mike Shaw, Ray Allen, they will be putting it all together from 4 to 5 this afternoon with the Mike Shaw Show. And then Wake Up Tucson 6 to 8, the Daily Double with Christy Simone from 8 to 9. And then me, Bill Buckmaster, back with you at 12:04. One of my favorite segments, our quarterly air service report from Tucson International Airport. Also, Barbara Wall, our guest tomorrow, and Oro Valley Mayor, your dentist, Ray, Dr. Hiermath. Have a great afternoon and evening.